Good morning. I just loved that there is a song singing this psalm. I always wonder what they sounded like when they sang these, and so I just liked picturing it and just hearing it sung because that's really how we're meant to hear it. And this psalm was a great piece to me this week. I feel like it is my lifeline right now that I'm just hanging it on by this psalm. And I hope that it was a peace for you this week as well. And this beautiful psalm is such a song of praise that covers so much ground, from the many attributes to praise God for, to a focus on his mighty power, down to his care for each individual person. It is wide-reaching in this song of praise. And so, what better way to end our study of faithfulness than with this beautiful song of praise? And that's the focus for today. The faithfulness of God brings us to praise. And so I ask you what a sermon that I heard this past week asked was, how is your praising going? How is your praising going? That is the question that I invite you to ponder with me this morning as we study this psalm together. How is your praising going? And so let's look at this psalm together, and I'm going to start with just this command to praise found in verses 1 through 3. It says, "Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy." Sing, praise, make music, play skillfully, and shout are all descriptions here of praising. And it is fitting to praise can also be translated, it is beautiful to praise. The praise of the upright, of the saints, of each one of you in this room is beautiful. Dan Wells, in his sermon on this passage, says, "Our dress in heaven will be the praise of the Lord, so why not put that on now?" I love this calling to sing a new song. It's one that you heard in another psalm that we studied, and God loves to hear us sing a new song. One commentator I read said that a new song comes from a fresh awareness of God's grace. As God gives you fresh occasions, do not content yourself with an old song, but make new ones suited to the occasion. A new song rejoices in our fresh awareness of God's grace, and this is how we honor God with our praise. And like Andrea's talk described that I gave a few weeks ago, we have new mercies every morning. Every day of the year that God has given us on this planet, we receive a new mercy, a fresh outpouring of God's grace. And so let's praise him for it. So today I want to walk through all of the many reasons that this psalm gives us to praise God. There are many, his attributes, that he is our creator, his immeasurable power, and finally, his care for each of us as individuals. And so, starting with his attributes found in verses 4 through 5, "For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love." And so, here, the psalmist invites us to pause and to ponder on the attributes of God. One sermon I heard said, "God excels in righteousness and in love. His word that is right and true, the goodness and truth of God's word is a reason for us to praise." You can't separate God's word from his work. They are ever one. And then God is faithful in all he does, our theme for this morning. So I want to pause for a minute and talk about faithfulness. Faithfulness combines two things. It combines honesty, integrity, this ability to be trusted. But it also is about exercising those things over a long period of time. You have to have both to be faithful. It is knowing that someone can be trusted, that you don't have to check in on them. You can rely upon them, depend upon them, and they have proven this over time. I think back here to Lamentations and that beautiful phrase, "Great is thy faithfulness," that comes in the middle of horrible circumstances and painful lament. God has proven himself faithful over a long period of time. And so the author of Lamentations knew that no matter what he was facing, that God's faithfulness was still great. He hadn't forgotten his people. He hadn't left. He was still present. He was still moving, and he was still faithful. So what does faithfulness mean for us? Faithfulness means, on the one hand, trusting that God has proven himself to be trustworthy over a long span of time, and he will continue to be. But it also means faithfulness to Scripture, faithfulness to the gospel, faithfulness to the church and to the work that God has given each one of you to do. Faithfulness for us means that we know who we are praising. We know him. We know who we have given our lives to. We know what we believe about him, why we love him, why we are committed to him, and we are able to sing it loud for all to see. We are faithful when we hold to what we believe, what we truly know, and we just cannot stop praising God for it. And here it also says that he loves righteousness and justice. And I love how it says that the earth is full of his unfailing love. And so it's the whole earth is filled with it. No part is untouched by his love. Everywhere we look around the earth, we're going to see his love. We just have to look. The traces of his love are seen everywhere, and we just need to look for them. But now the psalmist goes on to talk about another reason that we praise, and that is that he is our mighty creator. Verses 6 through 9, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. He lets the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him, for he spoke and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. This psalm points us to creation here, and that the whole heavens were made by the words from God's lips. He just spoke, and it came to be. It is by his very breath. He put all the oceans in a jar on his counter. That is true power. The psalmist looks out on the ocean and sees that they are not just created, it's all being held together. He holds the earth together, and all of the earth then is to fear the Lord, to stand in awe of him. Here I kept thinking of a song that I sing with my daughter all the time. She loves the VeggieTales version of this song, and that is, "He's got the whole world in his hands." One commentary I read pointed out that the psalmist is concerned not to say how this process worked out, not the scientific aspect of it, but what set it into motion. And that is, God spoke and it came to be. That is what lay behind the making of the whole earth. It is the words from God's lips. This is true power, which the psalmist goes on to point as another example that we praise. And here it's found in verses 10 through 12, but then again in verses 16 through 18. So we praise God for his power. Let's read what it says. It says, "The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." And then verses 16 through 19, no king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance despite all its great strength that cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope in his unfailing love to deliver them from death and to keep them alive in famine. So what is the most likely thing to keep us from praising? The circumstances and difficulties of life that arise around us make us face that question, is God really in charge? Is he really worth praising? Here, the psalmist points to the almighty power of God. He truly is in control. And it says, the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. Not our plans. We think that we're the ones who make things happen all the time, but it is God's plans. We praise him. We see his faithfulness. And nothing is further from the truth when we think that we can control things. And I have to say that something that I'm holding tight to right now is that the purposes of the Lord will never let me down. Keller points out that the power is the ability to act, to bring one's intentions into being. And so true power is when there's no disparity between the two, between what you want and what you can do. And all of us experience disparity between those two things, between what we intend and with what is, but not so for God. His power is inescapable, and it's only when we truly understand God's power that we're able to understand true human power as well. And so we either can choose to have faith in the strength of our arm, or we can have faith in God's unfailing love. That is a new kind of power. It is a power that comes from realizing the faithfulness of God. It's a power that puts our hope in that faithfulness. It can be absolutely terrifying to realize that we aren't in control. You could easily be overcome by fear, gripping so tightly all those things that you care so deeply about. But no matter how tightly we grip them, we are not in control. We have no power in ourselves. It can be a truly terrifying thing to realize. So we have to hold tight to something else. And that brings me to the final reason that's given to praise, and that is God's individual care for each of us. Verses 13 through 15, from heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth, he who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. It's really incredible to me that the psalm that speaks so strongly of God's power also speaks of his care for each of us individually. In fact, those verses fall right in the middle of these two descriptions of God's power. Right in the middle there is this little passage about how he cares for each of us, how he looks down and sees each of us. He forms the hearts of all. How much do you truly want to be seen? Isn't that our deepest desire? To be truly seen, to be truly heard, to have someone fully understand us. I am so grateful that our God does. He sees me. He sees all of me, and he sees you. The God who is currently caring for all the great things in this world, who's got the whole world in his hands, who has the oceans in a jar upon his counter, also is thinking of you. His greatness does not exclude his individual interest in each one of you. He fashioned our hearts individually. He made us one by one. One commentary I read said that it stands to reason that he who has made not only the countless multitudes of the human race, but the complex body and mind of each one of them is also from his heavenly vantage point, totally aware at every moment of their every thought and deed. I hope that you hear that today. I hope that you really hear that. If you, like me, long to be seen, God sees you. This brings me to the closing prayer, that beautiful closing prayer of verses 20 through 22 that says, "We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you." What better way to close today? God is our shield, our help. We hope in him. We rejoice in him. We trust in him. And I hope that this past week you had a chance to do that optional application of praying these verses every day. But if you didn't, I hope that you get to, because it's a beautiful prayer. The psalmist turns here to now include himself and the community in this prayer as he says, "We wait, we trust, we put our hope in God." And so it can be terrifying to realize we are not in control, to realize that we have no power in and of ourselves, but there is a different kind of power. Instead of grabbing it from God, we should be ascribing it to him. There is a power that comes from ascribing it to him. That kind of power is one that makes you less afraid as life goes on, as you submit to him, as you rejoice in him, as you praise him for who he is. It makes you less and less afraid as life goes on. It makes you strong. It makes you courageous, and it makes you brave. That is the kind that trusts in God's unfailing love and in his faithfulness. In the gospel truth, it trusts in the truth that our God put himself where only we should have been. He took upon himself what only we deserved and was faithful unto death. That God is a God who is not only full of immeasurable power, but cares for each of us individually. And so the faithfulness of God brings us to praise. So how is your praising going? Have you felt your days filled with praise? Remembering the faithfulness of God, seeing glimpses of it throughout your day, pausing to thank God and praise him for all that he's done and all that he continues to do? How is your praising going? On the other hand, has praise been far from your lips? Have you instead been caught up in the things of this world and forgotten to praise? Have you become overwhelmed by your days and forgotten that all God does to carry you through them? Have you been filled with awe or filled with fear? How is your praising going? I invite you to discuss that very question in your groups this morning. And if you are struggling to praise, if you have lost sight of the God who has been faithful all along, who is full of power and yet sees you, then commit with me to continue to pray this prayer throughout your days. I will put my hope in God, nothing else. I will put my hope in God, for his word is right and true, and he is faithful in all he does. We're going to close with a song that has been my mantra lately. I have sung this song out with all gusto in the car over and over again, as my children can painfully attest. And it spoke so perfectly to our message today. He saw us first. It has always been him upholding us. At times we forget it, and other times we just don't see it, but it has always been him. So when you might be filled with fear, as you realize just how little control you have over this life, hold on to this instead. Let go of what you grip so tight and instead sing out, "All my life, your love was breaking through. It has always been you. The God who has the oceans in a jar on his counter has upheld you through every moment of your days. Trust that he will continue to." Let's close with this song. Do you pray with me? Lord, there are countless times where you have upheld each one of us, where you have proven yourself to be faithful. Lord, would you remind us of each of those times? And as we sometimes are filled with fear, because we want to grip tight all the things we care deeply about, would you remind us that you are in control? And would you help us to release them to you and just to hope in you, our shield? Lord, we are so grateful for your faithfulness. I pray that you would be in our midst this morning and help our discussions to be pleasing unto you, and would you just bring us to praise as we leave here and go through our days? Would you bring us to praise? For you are good and you are faithful in all that you do. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you. Have a wonderful morning.